Hello, it's Sam here from Financial Samurai, and in this episode, I'm going to talk about why quitting your job is selfish and why engineering your layoff is the ethical and right way to go. So when some people find out that I engineered my layoff, they kind of look at me funny and say, well, what is that? And when I explain to them what engineering your layoff is, they look at me further and say, you know what, that sounds ethical and that's not right for me. And I'm always surprised by this response in this day and age of zero job security. Most people do not have pensions anymore. You know, maybe it's like less than 20% of employees have pensions, because I certainly didn't, and many people who work in any private industry don't have pensions either. Further, no longer do employers keep their employees around for decades because the world is just too competitive now. It's cutthroat thanks to globalization and much poorer people around the world looking at our lifestyles in America and wanting to eat our lunch, dinner, and breakfast. And then, of course, technology has done away with a lot of jobs and have made a lot of jobs redundant. During my days on Wall Street, we would have traders and equity sales traders. And now everything is done algorithmically or online electronic trading, so clients don't have to talk to anybody. And these jobs that once paid $500,000 to $2 million are really no more. So going back to the ethical comment or the unethical comment of engineering your layoff, one could argue that if you're not doing everything possible to fight for yourself and your family's financial security, you're the one being unethical. That, or you're just ignorant. Quitting your job is selfish compared to negotiating a severance. I really want to make this point clear in this podcast. The only way quitting your job is not selfish is if you were a terrible deadweight employee who was a cancer to your team. In such a scenario, you quitting is like your colleagues and your managers throwing a party and saying hallelujah, because oftentimes it is very, very hard to remove an underperforming employee, even though there is a fire at will clause because of potential discrimination lawsuits and so forth. So let's go through in detail why it's always best to engineer your layoff instead of quitting your job. So first of all, if you quit your job, you're leaving your colleagues and your manager in a bind. So if you broadside your manager and colleagues by quitting, you're dumping all your work onto them. The reason why you had a job was because you provided more value than you cost. Otherwise, you wouldn't have a job, right? So it often takes months to find a replacement and months more to train your replacement to do a proper job. For my job in equity sales and trading, it could take easily 3 months to find a replacement and then 3 to 6 months to train someone to take over the accounts and do all that stuff. So quitting your job creates a lot of lost productivity and ultimately lost revenue and time. Two, you hurt your clients who depended on your services. If you're in a revenue producing role, quitting your job one day means your clients can no longer count on you for advice or service. This is especially disruptive if you've been their point person for years and years and years. Clients come to rely on people. And by quitting, you're telling them you don't care about them and only yourself. Three, you're hurting your future job prospects if you haven't lined one up already. And even if you have, I gotta say, if you're so selfish as to quit on your colleagues and your clients, you will have fewer supporters when you apply for a new job in the future, and that will be an inevitability. Or if you want to start your own business, people will be a little bit suspect. Nobody's going to write you a favorable recommendation letter when you didn't give them a chance to properly transition your work and coverage. Four, you hurt your reputation. Nobody likes a quitter, let's be honest. Especially if you quit a job to lounge around on the beach for months while your old colleagues and ex-clients still have to work. They will resent you, trust me. Although today it's common to job hop every 1 to 3 years, repeatedly quitting your job creates distrust. When I'm looking at a resume and I see a new job on the resume every 1 year for the past 5-6 years, there is no way in hell I'm hiring that person because I know they're going to quit on me sometime in the future. Your managers will not want to invest time or money in you because they're afraid you're going to be gonzo, right? So as a result, your reputation does suffer. Next, five. You hurt your finances. At the end of the day, this should be really obvious. If you quit your job, you aren't eligible for a severance. You're not eligible for 26 weeks of unemployment benefits. That's for state unemployment benefits. During the financial crisis, it went up to all the way to 99 weeks. That was pretty interesting. You're not eligible for subsidized COBRA healthcare. You don't get WARN Act mandatory federal pay. And you don't get any job search help. So if you successfully negotiate a severance, you'll have a financial runway that allows you to be pickier in doing something more meaningful with your life. You won't feel the pressure to take immediately any soul-sucking job because of your need for money. And think about how much happier you will be as a result. You know, you can spend more time with your family, you can go travel the world, you can explore new business opportunities, you can go back to school. Having this severance as a financial runway is so awesome. For me, I just spend the time writing on Financial Samurai slowly, you know, 3 times a week. I spend time consulting with fintech companies, and I did a lot of traveling. And during this time, I really found myself, and I found what I really, really wanted to do. So not having to rush into something is really important, because oftentimes when you rush into something, you often just rush out because you made a wrong choice. So given these very logical reasons, why would anybody quit their jobs if they could negotiate a severance? And I think there are 3 main reasons why. Number one, people simply don't know better. They think they are powerless employees who have no chance at walking away with money in their pocket. But given there are plenty of free blog posts out there, free podcasts now out there, and also a book teaching you how to engineer your layoff, nobody can plead ignorance anymore. Which brings us to the 2nd most common reason why people quit, which is selfishness. If you are selfish, you don't care if you dump your work onto your colleagues. You're thinking to yourself, nah, not my problem. Go deal with it. I'm out of here, guys. Selfish people don't care about the well-being of their clients who've come to depend on them. And selfish people even compromise the well-being of their family because they're too afraid to negotiate a severance. You know, it really sucks to be selfish. If you don't think about other people, you're just screwing yourself ultimately. Pretend you're a landlord. Okay, this has happened to me before. Wouldn't you much prefer getting a 6 months heads up from your tenants saying, hey, they accepted a job overseas instead of a 2-week notice before Christmas? I never got a 2-week notice because in the lease, it says give me at least a 30-day notice. But I did get a 30-day notice last year right before Christmas because my tenants said, hey, you know what? We're going to go and move to New York City. So that really sucked. But the good thing is they found tenants for me because they had friends who were moving to San Francisco from Boston. So that was really nice. But if that didn't happen, I would be really bummed out. So the final most common reason why people quit their jobs instead of engineering their layoff is due to fear. Weak people are afraid of confrontation, partly because they lack the communication skills necessary to create a win-win scenario. You know who these people are. They'd rather quit or break up with someone by text message instead of calling them on the phone, let alone seeing someone face-to-face to relay the news. Heck, if they could ghost the other side, and I just understood what ghosting means, it means to completely ignore someone, they probably would do that as well. But the funny thing is, managers also fear confrontation. It's the worst thing ever if you're a manager to try to lay someone off. Can you imagine having to go through your employees that you've worked with for years and tell them, you know what, their services are no longer needed because they're not good enough, they're not worthy enough. You know, obviously you're not going to say that, but to sit down and have that conversation to someone you don't hate, you respect because you probably hired them, that they're going to get laid off is a really, really tough thing. So by volunteering your layoff, obviously with a severance, you're helping the manager make the decision for her. And you're probably saving someone a job that really needs a job. And that's really, really powerful. That's the opposite of being selfish. That's being magnanimous. That's being thoughtful. And that's being kind. So some of you may ask, what if you're stuck in a toxic work environment you can't stand? And in such a scenario, it's even more important to attempt to engineer your layoff while concurrently looking for another job. This is where you have power, you have leverage, because you literally have nothing to lose because you would probably happily walk away with nothing. But as a financial samurai, as someone who wants to optimize their financial situation and achieve financial independence, you don't want to waste these opportunities where you really couldn't give a damn and would happily quit. you want to use this opportunity to negotiate more aggressively. You just need to do so in a more respectful way. Listen, you can tell yourself that negotiating severance is beneath you or unethical or just weird, but you'd be lying to yourself. That's the only person you'd be lying to. The more you can help provide a smooth transition for those affected by your departure, the better everything will be after you've departed. And the better everything will be, the more friends you will have in your industry, in your community, around the globe, because people want to work with people and help people who've made things better. So don't let your pride get in the way of doing what's right for everyone. Don't let your fear or ignorance get in the way either. Engineering your layoff is a win for you, your family, your ex-colleagues, and your previous employer. And if you need more examples, just click over to Financial Samurai and type in the search box, severance negotiation examples. You'll find a lot of examples, and you'll also learn why negotiating a severance, engineering your layoff, is more and more feasible today than ever before. Thanks so much, everybody.